¿Se puede?
¡Sí se puede!
A crowd of over 100 teenage activists recently celebrated a milestone in their voter registration campaign. They had registered more than 20,000 new voters after months of canvassing in predominantly Latino neighborhoods in Phoenix. By the eve of the voter registration deadline on Monday, that number had surpassed 30,000.
And right now, we're actually, as a group, we're all going to go out and get more people registered to vote.
This may be a presidential election year, but that isn't the race motivating volunteers like 17-year-old Gabrielle Gonzalez.
Everybody's gathered here today to tell Sheriff Joe that it's time for him to leave. We don't need him as a sheriff anymore.
That would be Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who's running for re-election. Volunteers like Gonzalez oppose Arpaio's emphasis on immigration enforcement. Behind this drive is a political action committee that's funded by a hotel union fund. The bigger goal is to get more Latino workers and young people civically engaged. The PAC is using the controversial sheriff and deportations as a catalyst. Daria Olvide is one of the organizers.
It sometimes takes something horrifying to crystallize the community, that to really understand what we want to fight for.
She says even if Arpaio wins in November, their campaign hasn't lost, since they've activated tens of thousands of new voters who could influence other races. In Phoenix, I'm Jude Jaffe Block.
And I'm Veronica Saragovia in Las Vegas.
You guys all registered to vote?
We are.
Okay. This is Mitt Romney's campaign headquarters. Field organizer Jacob Fulmer is roaming around with a clipboard, trying to find campaign supporters who haven't registered to vote. Fulmer doesn't find anyone, but he does help Willa Colongo with his address change.
Yeah, do you need to change your address?
Yeah, absolutely.
In fact, the GOP here in Nevada isn't really registering voters.
We're more about talking one-on-one with people, so that's why we, you know, make phone calls and we go knock on their doors. And a lot of times, you know, those folks are registered.
Darren Littell is communications director for the Romney campaign.
That's where our real focus is. It's been invested heavily in the ground game, not on a registration drive.
That GOP ground game has served them well for decades, but now may be offering diminishing returns. Democrats in Nevada enjoy a 75,000 registered voter lead over the GOP statewide. David Damore is a political scientist at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
So they sort of go to the well, and that is try to increase the number of older white voters here, but they're becoming a smaller and smaller share of the electorate in Nevada.
Nevada is a swing state with an economy that's still in recession, and that should give Mitt Romney an edge. But in Nevada, Barack Obama continues to lead over Mitt Romney. In Las Vegas, I'm Veronica Zaragovia.
I'm Elaine Baumgartel in New Mexico. Activists here are working hard to get out the Latino vote, but as part of a nationwide voter registration effort, they're also focusing on Native American youth. Many of the Santa Fe High School students who gathered on a recent Friday afternoon for the school's homecoming pep rally aren't even 18 yet. That's okay with Native Vote 2012 organizer Walisa Dick, who lured students away from the festivities with free pizza and t-shirts.
How many know if your parents are registered to vote or not? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Do me a favor. If your parents are not registered to vote, ask them.
Edgar Perez says he'll be 18 in 2 years.
I know, I wish I could vote just because I want my voice to actually count for something.
Native Vote organizers are counting on this passion. Tiffany Smalley is with the National Conference of American Indians. She says apathy and a lack of familiarity with the electoral process are two major reasons why some Native American elders aren't registered. But Smalley says young tribal members are changing that.
Youth today already vote. They vote through Facebook. They vote through, you know, fantasy football. So they see the importance of voting, and they value it at that level.
In New Mexico, 80% of voters turn out in some tribal communities, and organizers want to see that level of participation elsewhere. I'm Elaine Baumgartel, reporting from Santa Fe.